This is chapter 33, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This chapter describes the seven indirect forms of affection, which are known as Gonarati. And chapter 32 is Mukhirati. Srila Prabhupada describes Gonarati as, he gives a chapter title, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love. So just to review what we described in chapter 32, we described the Stayibhav, which is Rati, or the attachment or affection that the Bhakta has in his heart for Krishna by identifying himself as Ashraya and Krishna as Avishaya. In other words, the devotee is the shelter of love, the reservoir of love, and Krishna is the Avishaya, or the object of that love. The Stai Bhav, like a king, brings all the other bhavas under its control and accepts some of them as motivations for rasa, and some as assistance to taste rasa. And this predominating position, although it has the form of a relishable bhava, at the same time it relishes the other bhavas itself. Study this very deeply and reflect on how the stayi bhava is different from the other bhavas. Rati, in the form of stayi bhava, can be either primary or secondary. So there are two types of rati, mukhya rati and gona rati. Mukhya rati is characterized as shuddha sattva visheshatma sarup, which means the atma's unique sarup within a state of pure goodness. Bhagavat vras arises within the pure sarup of the jiva as the innate inclination of his atma. By the mercy of the Ladini Shakti, the conditioned jiva can realize bhakti ras to a minute degree. So this chapter describes the gonaratis, seven secondary emotions. Of themselves, they are not actually transcendental, because these emotions are not inherently connected to Krishna Rati, which means transcendental affection for Krishna. There is nothing intrinsically transcendental about the Gona Rati or the Gona Rasas, such as laughter, astonishment, anger, etc. However, these emotions become transcendental when connected with a direct affection, mukhirati. In other words, in the mukhirati of madhurarati or shringarati, conjugal love, when Radha and Krishna are laughing or there's some laughter generated in their pastimes, that laughter, when it's connected with the Madhura Rati or conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, then the laughter can be considered as transcendental. Laughter is not transcendental affection for Krishna. When a coward boy jokes with Krishna, the laughter becomes saturated in a transcendental mood of friendship. If a gopi begins joking with Krishna, the laughter is imbued with the mood of conjugal love. Thus, laughter indirectly attains the status of rati, transcendental affection. Laughter, hasya, or hasya rati, by itself is only laughter. But when connected with sakya rati, the laughter becomes called, as Prabhupada says, laughing ecstasy, hasya rati. The mukhya rati, which is the primary rasa, or attachment of sakya, or friendship, transmits its quality of rati to the gona emotion, secondary emotion. So, Gona Rati is the special bhav that arises from Vibhav, specifically the excellence of Alambana, and which is itself, and which is self-manifest through a contracted Rati. The seven Gona Bhavas are Hasya, comedy or humor, laughing, Vismay, astonishment, which is sometimes called Adbhuta, Utsaha, enthusiasm, Shoka or Karuna, compassion, Urodra, anger, or Krodha, Bayanaka, fear, and Jugupsa, or Bibhatsa, which is disgust or ghastliness. Krishna Bhav is possible in the first six Gona Bhavas. From the viewpoint of Rasa, the seventh Rati, disgust or Bibhatsa, is the disgust or reproach that the bhakta feels for the inert material body and its activities when Shuddha Rati finally awakens. Sometimes Gona Rati, such as Hasya, attains a permanent status in some bhaktas, but this does not always occur. The seven Gona Rasas, or Gona Ratis, are therefore referred to as occasional, that which is not manifested as a constant flowing current. However, in certain circumstances, these Gona Rasas or Gona Rati, like laughter, fear, etc., they become so powerful they can even overpower the natural Shuddha Rati and establish their own supremacy. Here's an example for clarification which Jiva Goswami gives. Sometimes people at a music concert may say, "The stage is raising quite a noise." In truth, the noise comes from the musicians on the stage and not from the stage itself. Being in such close contact with the musicians, however, the stage becomes indirectly imbued with noisiness. Similarly, emotions such as laughter become imbued or mixed or filled with the transcendental affection for Krishna when connected to one of the five mukhya ratis. So we can consider that mukhya rati are permanent emotions and gona rati, or secondary, are temporary emotions that leave permanent impressions. And now we have the distinction between mukhya rati, gona rati, and vyabhachari bhav. Before we describe the distinction between these three, we'll have a small review of vyabhachari bhav. Vyabhachari bhavas are 33 in number, and they're one of the five types of bhavas that combine together to produce what is known as bhakti ras, that great sensation of bliss and joy in the heart of a bhava bhakta and prema bhakta, relishing his eternal relationship, loving relationship with Krishna. Vyabhichari bhav, or sometimes called sanchari, these are 33 internal spiritual emotions. The word vyabhichari or sanchari, actually the word means to move. So an emotion which moves distinctly in the direction or toward the sthayi bhav and serves to intensify the sthayi bhav is known as vyabhachari bhav or sanchari bhav. Because that's what sanchari means, moving. Just like waves emerge from the nectar ocean of sthayi bhav and cause that ocean to swell, then the waves merge back into the ocean and disappear Vyabhachari bhavs include emotions like fear, anxiety, despondency, jubilation, and avihita bhav, which means concealing one's emotions. The five direct forms of affection for Krishna, known as mukhyarati, are eternal. Shantarati, Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalyarati, and Madhurarati. But the seven indirect affections, known as Gonarati, laughter, astonishment, heroism or valor, lamentation, compassion, anger, fear, and disgust, they appear and disappear in various situations. Although they sometimes disappear, the secondary affections leave a lasting impression, known as samskara, on the heart. Thus, Gonarati does possess a degree of permanency and is therefore classified as sthayibhav. Distinct from vyavachari bhav, which comes and goes without leaving a trace, samskara. So there are seven types of gonarati. We'll list them and then describe them with examples from Nectar of Devotion. First one is hasyarati, laughter or comedy. Second is vismaya rati, which is sometimes called adbhuta, astonishment. Third one is utsaha rati, sometimes called vira, which means valorous enthusiasm or heroism. Fourth is shoka rati, sometimes called karuna rati, which means lamentation or compassion. Fifth is krodha rati, anger. The sixth is bhaya rati, fear. Seven is jugupsa rati, which is known as vibhatsa, which means disgust or ghastliness. So after describing each of these seven types of gonarati, indirect affections, we'll give an example, and these examples will actually clarify how gonarati is made transcendental by contact with the mukhyarati. The first is hasyarati, which is the cheerfulness of the heart that is experienced upon witnessing unusual alterations of speech, dress, and so on, is called hasa, or laughter. In hasa, there is expansion of the eyes and vibration of the nose, lips, and cheeks. When laughter arises from speech, dress, and activities which are related to Krishna and receives nourishment from a primary nourishment-giving emotion, Mukhya Pararta Rati, which then recedes into the background, it is transformed into Hasya Rati. The awakening of Hasya Rati is the blossoming of the heart due to a comical misrepresentation of words, appearance, or activities. Its symptoms are a widening of the eyes and a quivering of the nose, lips, and head. This laughter is only called hasyarati when it has been nourished by sankuchita rati, contracted rati, and arises from activities related to Krishna. So these are two different descriptions, one from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and the other from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which we'll continue throughout this discussion. Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami cites this example. Lila, this is Lila Vichar, consideration of pastimes to illustrate the Tattva Vichar, the truth, the substantial truth. After Krishna stole some yogurt from pots of two gopis Krishna told one of his gopi friends, "My dear Sundari, I take an oath that I have not stolen a drop of yogurt from your pot. But still, your friend Radharani is shamelessly smelling the flavor of my mouth. Kindly forbid her from this devious policy of putting her face near mine." When Krishna was speaking like this, Radharani Sakis could not check their laughter. This is an instance of laughter and ecstatic love, Hasyarati. So the Mukhyarati is Madhurarati, conjugal love. And this laughter is in relation between Radharani, Krishna and the gopis, Krishna and Radharani and the gopis. So because it's connected with their Madhurarati, this laughing becomes transcendental and is considered to be a sthayibhav, one of these seven secondary sthayibhavs known as gonarati or hasyarati. So this first example in this chapter shows the friends of Srimati Radharani responding by laughing at Krishna's joking words. This laughing is a result of their madhurarati. Thus, its connection to Madhurarati promotes the laughter to Hasyarati. So now Vismaya Vrati, which is also called Adbhutarati, or astonishment, the expansion of the heart that takes place upon witnessing extraordinary objects, is called Vismaya Adbhuta, or astonishment. In Vismaya, there is widening of the eyes, appreciative exclamations and horripilation. When astonishment arises from seeing the uncommon pastimes of Sri Krishna and receives nourishment from one of the primary nourishment-giving emotions, Mukhya Paratharati, which then recedes into the background, it is transformed into Vismaya Rati. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the transformation of the heart that occurs when witnessing something uncommon is called Vismaya. In this Adbhuta Rati or Vismaya Rati, Anubhavas are manifested, such as looking with eyes wide open, an expression such as wah, wah, in astonishment and horripilation. Wah, wah means like wow, wow. Wow, what is this? This is the idea here. This is known as Vismaya Ras. So the example that's given. Once Brahma was watching all the cows and cowherd boys dressed in yellow garments and decorated with valuable jewels. The boys were expanding their forearms and were being worshipped by many hundreds of other Brahmas. All the cowherd boys began to express their joyfulness for being with Krishna, the Supreme Brahman. At that time, Brahma showed his astonishment by exclaiming, "What am I seeing here?" This is an instant of astonishment and ecstatic love. So next we have Utsaha Rati, which is sometimes called Vira Rati. A very firm attachment and urgency to carry out one's aspired for activity of fighting or giving charity, displaying mercy, or performing religious duties, the fruit of which is praised by sadhus, is called utsaha, or enthusiasm. In utsaha, there is no dependence upon time and absence of patience, and tremendous exertion or diligence. When enthusiasm arises in relationship to Krishna and receives nourishment from Mukhya Parartavrati, which recedes into the background, it is transformed into Utsaha Rati. Utsaha is the steadfast attachment of the mind to performing as soon as possible a great task whose fruit is praised by sadhus. Utsaha Rati is characterized by urgency, abandoning patience, tremendous exertion, and so on. Next there's krodha, which is anger. Next is shoka. Shoka is karuna. Is the sorrow and grief that one experiences in the heart due to separation from one's beloved, or upon perceiving that some calamity has befallen the beloved, is called shoka. In shoka, there is lamentation, falling on the ground, sighing, drying of the mouth, and delusion. When that sorrow arises in relationship to Sri Krishna and is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Shoka Rati. 10th Canto Bhagavatam describes Krishna being taken away by a Trinavarta demon. As he was being carried up in the sky by this whirlwind demon, all the gopis began to cry loudly. Approaching Mother Yashoda, they said they could not find the son of Nanda. He had been taken away by a whirlwind. The gopis' example is an instance of lamentation and ecstatic love. When Krishna was fighting with Kaliya, Mother Yashoda exclaimed, "Krishna is now entrapped within the hoods of the Kaliya snake, and yet I am not tattered to pieces. So I must admit how wonderful is this, is the preserving power of this material body." This is another instance of lamentation and ecstatic love. This lamentation is arising due to Mother Yashoda's motherly love. Thus, its connection to Vatsalya Rati promotes the lamentation to a type of Rati known as Shoka Rati, sometimes called Karun. Now, there's fifth one. The fifth one is anger, or Krodha. The inflammation of the heart that takes place when confronted with it with hostility or opposition is called krodha or anger. In krodha, there is harshness, frowning, and redness of the eyes. When anger arises in relationship with Sri Krishna and is nourished by Pararta Mukhya Rati, it is transformed into krodha rati. Krodha rati is of two types: Krishna Vibhav, having Krishna as its object, and Krishna Vairi Vibhav, having Krishna's enemy as the object. So what are the symptoms? In krodha or anger, the burning of the heart that arises due to an incompatible bhav, one experiences transformations such as harshness, frowning, and redness of the eyes. Rupa Goswami cites this example. When Shatila, the mother of Abhimanyu, saw Krishna wearing a necklace, she could understand that that necklace, jeweled necklace, had been given to him by Radharani. Shatila became absorbed in anger and began to move her eyebrows, expressing her anger in ecstatic love. This is an example of Rudra Rati or Krodha Rati, anger. Then we have bhaya, which is fear, bhayarati. The extreme agitation and restlessness of the heart that is experienced upon committing some offense or seeing a dreadful object is called bhaya or fear. In bhaya there is hiding oneself, drying of the heart, running away, and delusion. When this fear arises in relation to Sri Krishna and is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Bhayarati. Like krodha, Bhayarati is of two types: Krishna Vibhav, having Krishna as its object, and Dushta Vibhav, having a wicked person as its object. Bhaya, or fear, is the excessive restlessness of the heart which occurs when one witnesses a terrible scene. The symptoms include hiding oneself, dryness of the heart, and the endeavor to run away. These are all characteristics. The last Gonarati is known as Jugupsa Rati, which is sometimes called Vibhatsa. The contraction or shutting of the heart that takes place upon experiencing detestable things is called Jugupsa or disgust. In Jugupsa, there is spitting, contraction of the mouth, and expressions of condemnation. When this feeling of disgust is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Jugupsa Rati. This is the sixth Gonarati, fear, Bhayarati. So on page 278 of Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami says, "One old devotee said, 'My dear Lord, when you are away, we become so anxious to see you again, and there is great misery in our lives. But then, when we do see you, there immediately comes the fear of separation. Under the circumstances, both when we see you and when we do not see you, we are subjected to different kinds of tribulation. This is an instance of a contradictory mixture of ecstatic love for Krishna. Such ecstatic love is palatable, and expert critics have compared such ecstatic love to a mixture of yogurt, rock candy, and little black pepper. The combined taste is very palatable." This is an example of Bhaya Ras, which Prabhupada translates as dread. And this Jugupsa is disgust, or Vibhatsa. There is contraction or shying away that occurs on seeing, hearing, or remembering detestable things. Its symptoms include spitting, distorting one's face, and vocally expressing disgust by saying, "Chi, chi, chi, chi." These feelings are only accepted as rati when they are favorable to Krishna. Otherwise, they are only mundane human sentiments. So the example Rupa Goswami gives is a statement by Yumanacharya, which Prabhupada often quoted. The Sanskrit, Yadavidhi Krishna Padaravinde. "Since I have begun to enjoy these transcendental exchanges of love with Krishna, which are always newer and newer, whenever I remember the pleasure of past sex life, my lips curl in distaste, and I wish to spit on the idea. This is an instance of ecstatic love and ghastliness, or vibhatsa, jugupsa." Understanding the relationship between these seven gonaratis, or secondary rasas, and mukhirati helps to clarify the idea of swartha, or swartha, self-nourishing, and prartha, nourishment-giving, presented in the previous chapter. When a mukhirati is swartha, it draws nourishment from various emotions. When a mukhirati is prartha, it gives nourishment to other emotions. In the above examples, the gopi's madhurya ras was prartha, nourishing the laughter. Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya Rati was also Prarta, nourishing the lamentation. Thus ends chapter 33, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love.